I woke up one night, I'm insomnia all the time, and Sophie's Choice was on, and I'd never seen it before. Mm-hmm. And the scene where Meryl Streep has to decide whether her son or her daughter dies, I remember going in and crawling into bed with Wade after that, after watching that, just crying and crying watching it. He was so unbelievably sweet that you knew that he could never live another day if he thought his the price of his life was his sister's. It's one of the things that, you know, when I think how hard it would have been for him to live if Tyler had died and he had lived, if he thought that he'd done something that had cost somebody else's life. We just did things together pretty constantly. We'd bid on sports cards together. When I didn't think that he was fast enough, I used to, which he wasn't. He wasn't very fast. He was a smart athlete, but not a great athlete. So I would, you know, I'd run with him. If he read a book, I'd read it too, so we could talk about it. And then his friends gathered at our house, and I was part of all of their conversations. Sometimes I was, you know, not always the easiest mother to try to defend, but his friends said later, you know, that nobody could ever say a bad word about me. He wouldn't let them. Well, I'd walk into a room where they were gathered, and I'd say, freeze. And then I'd start looking for cigarettes or beer or whatever. But if you don't say freeze, then they find ways to get rid of them. I chased them one time. I went back and found them. They were behind this wall that you could kick a soccer ball against or something, and I went back there one time, and they were smoking behind the wall. One person ran away, but I couldn't tell who it was. And there were a lot of kids there at the time, and I went up to Wade's room, and they were all sitting around Wade's room then. So I went around. I said, everybody's shoes up, with their feet in the air. And I went and I touched a yard next door where whoever had run was damp. Mm. And I felt, I said, that's you, Ryan. Wow. I got you. Wow. But he would defend me always. Mm. I, you know, was raised in the military. So I went to Protestant services, which I think are basically Methodist services, honestly. Right. Because, and then my grandmother was a Methodist, so I became a Methodist. We went to church, honestly, because I never belonged to the church. I mean, I knew people belonged to the church, but I didn't think that it was important to belong to the church, but the particular church, because I never had. So we would go, you know, as frequently as I could rouse the children, which wasn't that frequently, but we'd go infrequently to the same church for 15 years that we never joined. We'd sit in basically the same place. I loved church. I loved the ritual. I loved the songs, you know. I loved the Apostles' Creed. I think in some ways I was sort of a very passive Christian. When Wade died, I had to think about my faith in a different way, or really about God in a different way. And part of it was the conversations I had with my online groups. You know, there were people of great faith who would wrap their arms around you. God will, you know, do this for you, and God will do that for you. And you say, you know, I really don't care about God doing those things. I had one thing I wanted him to do, and that would have been to keep my boy safe. And you had to think about, if you held on to your faith, and I did, what was it that God would do for you, and what wouldn't he do for you? I had to think about it in a way that I hadn't really thought about it ever. Mm-hmm. I certainly had read the Bible, and I'd read Elaine Pagel's, you know, the books, about the Gnostic Gospels. I'd read, was it Jack Miles? Is that who wrote it? God the Biography. Mm-hmm. I'd read a lot, but all of that reading hadn't provoked me to think about what God would do for me and what he wouldn't. And so this made me think about it, and I decided that the only God I could have was a God who would not intervene. Mm-hmm. Because if I had a God who would intervene, but hadn't, I couldn't accept that God any longer. If it wasn't going to intervene, what was God going to do for me? This God who cared about me, what was he going to do for me? And I think he promises us salvation, and he promises us enlightenment, but he never promises us intervention. I think that we turn to him and ask him for strength, and maybe he helps us with that. I certainly had a lot of people around me holding me up, you know, and what drove me to these communities that were so supportive of me. I'd like to think that that's what God did for me. But he wasn't going to save Wade, and he's not going to save me now.
The archives of Altsburg Grief are incomplete.
It's because I've taken my posts off.
I figure that.
Every once in a while, there'll be a reference, because where somebody has quoted something I've said. And right. I can't take off their posts.
I have figured
it. You figured all that. It was very good work by you. No one else has done that. I'll just let you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And so antecedents are obviously missing. But it sounds like you were wrestling with the issue of void salvation.
Well, there was an ongoing argument from people who said that your child had to accept Jesus in order to have salvation. And I spoke up not for me and not for Wade, although, you know, I guess in part, but because I wanted this to be a decision he made as an adult. I didn't want him to make a decision based on what we thought. I thought that real faith came from his own conclusion. And, you know, this pushing a child into it at 13 or whatever, I didn't think that was fair to them. I mean, this is the church he went to. This is what he knew. This is what he's most likely to choose. But it was his choice to make when he had the tools to make it. But there were plenty of things said about people, homosexuals who died of AIDS, and the parents of such children participating in these groups. It was mean. It didn't mean to be mean. They meant to be affirming their faith, but at the same time, they were saying that if you were Jewish, or if, you know, if you were an atheist, or if you were a Shinto, or it didn't matter, if you didn't follow this particular path, that your child was not going to be in heaven, and you had no chance of ever being reunited with them. There were a number of us who could not let that kind of stuff just lie there.
Were you experiencing doubt about Wade salvation?
I no, not about Wade salvation. Mm-hmm. There's no heaven that doesn't include Wade.
Right.
You know, maybe there's not a heaven. There's always that possibility, but there is no possibility there's a heaven without him.